GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hale Rick Tyler Show with the Money Man in Spacious Studio 7A. Critical day in Washington on the vote on articles of impeachment. Bruce Poliquin, former congressman. It'd be a good time to get your perspective as you dialed in on the PDQ door telephone line. What do you make of it and what do you think will happen?
Well, thanks, Rick. Appreciate it very much. It looks like it's a fait accompli. There will be enough votes in the House, which is the majority of controlled by the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker, and the Democrats. Looks like they will get enough votes to impeach the president. Now, remember, an impeachment is an accusation. And then it goes to the Senate for the trial where he will, almost assuredly be acquitted. But I'll tell you, if you go back and you look at some of the transcripts and some of the hearings, Rick, one really sticks out in my mind. This was the U.S. ambassador to the United Kingdom. His name is Gordon Sondland. And he had a telephone conversation with the president. And I'll try to quote this verbatim. Mr. Sondland asked the president, Mr. President, what do you want from the Ukraine? And the president responded, nothing. I want nothing. No quid pro quo. Just tell Zelensky to do what's right. Zelensky is the president, of course, of the Ukraine. So I'm still looking for the evidence. And the concern that I think a lot of people have, Rick, is that there were 63 million people that voted for Mr. Trump, including myself. And now there's a process that the House Democrats have voted for, including Mr. Golden, including Shelley Pingree, the two liberal representatives in Congress from the state of Maine, to go down this path with no evidence. It's based on hearsay and everything else. This is a real problem. I'll tell you one thing. The 2nd District of Maine that I represented for 4 years in Congress voted overwhelmingly for Mr. Trump. And now you have people representing them in Washington who are voting to go down the process to remove him based on no evidence. This is a real problem.
I have tried desperately to not spend a lot of time with this because I can't do anything about it. You're doing this show, you have to know some things, right? But even the Fox News, which is certainly not an enemy of the president, their poll basically said that the president should be impeached but not removed. This thing has split the country in such camps that I don't know that we can solve the problem when we come out of it, can we?
I don't think so, George. Remember now, these are probably the same pollsters who said that Mr. Trump had zero chance of winning up until a week before the election. I repeat, he had zero chance of winning up to a few days before the election. A couple other things your audience I would like to bring up to them is that the Inspector General for the Justice Department just came out with their report. This should cause a chill going down the spine, George, of every American, is that they found that, in fact, the highest-ranking members, the highest senior officials at the FBI used fake information to convince a FISA court, which is a specialty court in the United States, used to conduct surveillance on foreigners suspected of terrorist or possible terrorist activities. They used false information on the president's campaign to get surveillance warrants on his campaign. So again, they cooked the books. They gave this court fake information to survey and eavesdrop and everything else and wiretap American citizens. This is a real problem. And there's another investigation going on right now under the Justice Department special investigator, Mr. Durham, who's out of Connecticut, actually, to see if anybody should go to prison as a result of this. But this is a real problem. This has been going on for 2.5 years, George. They found nothing. We spent $35, $40 million. It split the country, just as you say. And the Democrats who promised to work with the president, who promised to work with Republicans to get the people's business done, have done zero except investigate this president because they hate him. Why don't you stop hating the guy, work with him, and secure our borders and keep people out of this country who don't belong here?
Former Congressman Bruce Poliquin, insight into what's going on in Washington with echoes of what happened in Maine. We kicked this around last week with listeners, wondering what your perspective is on the Trump administration now moving forward with these changes in SNAP eligibility. It mirrors what we did in Maine, and yet some are crying in Congress that people are going to be cut off. I guess it's a nuance. Some people will have to either work or volunteer or have job training in order to continue to reach to get their SNAP benefits. What do you make of what Washington is looking to do? How closely does it mirror what was done in Maine?
Very closely, Rick. And I think it's a great idea to have people work if they're able to work at least 20 hours a week or do community service or get some job training in order to get welfare. You know, I'm the sort of person that doesn't give up on anybody. But if you look at the Liberal Democrats' position and say, no, people should not work in order to get food stamps, that means they're looking at them in the eye and saying, you're able to work, you got no kids at home, you got no aging parents at home to care for, you're not pregnant, you have no disabilities, but I'm giving up on you. You can't make it. So as a result, we're going to put you in every welfare program we can find, so you are stuck in poverty forever. That is a horrible, mean thing to do. I'd rather look at someone and say, you know, there are over 14,000 available jobs in this state, just in the state, over 14,000. And you're young, you're able, you can improve yourself, you can get some job training, you can get some job skills, go get one of those jobs and improve yourself. We want you to become independent and live a better life with more freedom, not stuck in a government program. I worked for 3 years, Rick, to get this requirement to work, if you're able, with no dependents, no disabilities. 3 years, we got it in the Farm Bill. We passed it in the House. The Senate stripped it out. And so now what the Trump administration is doing is through the Department of Agriculture, they're changing the rules. We couldn't do it. We did it legislatively, but the Senate stopped it. But they're changing the rules to tighten it up to make sure that people that are able to work do work in order to get the welfare benefits. It's a great idea.
Let me stay close to home, a home better than around Washington, where you're spending some time these days. There's a new report out from the, I guess, from the government. I'll pick it up here in a minute. It's federal data. The Cumberland County now is responsible for one-third of Maine's economic output. And by contrast, if you would, Piscataquis County, less than 1%. So the gap between the North and the South in Maine underscores what we've said for years here in Maine. We have two Maines. You mentioned CD2. The dramatic difference between CD1 and CD2 is a wealthy southern section of the state and the poorer communities north and west. You've had a long time experience in this. How do we change that?
We change it by making sure the economy stays strong for the entire state, George. You know, there's a saying that is so true. When the tide comes in, all boats rise. If you have a cruise ship or you have a rowboat. And if you look in Maine, right now, statewide, and I know it's different for Piscataquis County as for York County, but if you look at the state of Maine, you now have more jobs available everywhere throughout the state than there are workers willing or able to take those jobs. We have the lowest unemployment rate ever recorded in the state of Maine. We have the most number of people working ever recorded in the state of Maine. And the good part about this, George, is that the wages are rising faster for carpenters and electricians and construction workers and plumbers, people that work with their hands. Not people that go to college, but people that work with their hands. So the concern I have is what they're doing in Augusta is going down the path, George, of ruining the state economy. Give you an example. You do not create a better economy by spending an additional $800 million in the current budget. You know taxes are going up. You know we got a carbon tax coming down the road. They're trying to jack up cost of heating oil, gasoline, and diesel. It doesn't make any sense. And if you look at the governor's, Governor Mills' proposal, her economic plan for 10 years, I mean, listen to this. Essentially, she says, we want wages to go up 10%. We want productivity to go up for workers 10%, and we want to add 75,000 new workers to the state of Maine. And she said the way you do that is you improve our infrastructure and you have a stable business climate, among other things. Well, for God's sakes, what do you think we have now? We have low taxes, lower taxes, predictable regulatory environment with less regs. We have better trade deals because all the work we did down in D.C., and the economy is doing great everywhere. Better in New York County, George, than up in Aroostook County, but it's doing better everywhere. What she is trying to do and what the legislature is trying to do is ruin that, which is a real mistake.
Bruce Poliquin, former congressman, working in D.C. and lending his talents and insight to our program on the PDQ Door telephone line. We're not going to get a chance to talk with you before Christmas and New Year, so let us wish you a Merry Christmas now and a Happy New Year, and we'll talk to you in the coming year, sir.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you, George. A Merry, Merry Christmas to everyone, and I would like to make a little announcement here. My father, who's 89, got 11 out of 14 NFL picks right yesterday. He now could be moving into first place at the nursing home in the NFL pool. Go Patriots. Go, Dad. We're going to win this thing.
Put a little money on that.
No, we don't bet.
Okay.
We're not playing for real money. GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.